The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Let's talk Perth Fringe before I let you go. They've just had an early release of the program.
They have, yeah. So they've actually released some of the acts that are coming up and, you know, the two main sites where you can go. And it's just a bit of a teaser to get people interested and remind them, yep, it's going to happen this year. There may be COVID, but, you know, we're back on board and it's all happening. So it's trying to drum up some of that interest, and not that they really have to because everyone loves Fringe, right?
Yeah. I've got a bit of an inside info on this one as well. Ooh. So having talked to the Artrage CEO Sharon Burgess, and we've spoken to her on this show before. She's fantastic. She used to do the Edinburgh Fringe, and she used to also manage acts that came for Fringe World and Adelaide Fringe, who'd come over from the UK. Trixie and Manish? Some of those.
Yeah.
No, that was not right. Frisky and Manish. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, so some of the biggest acts have come to Fringe, and so she's very excited about this coming season. She said it's going to go ahead. It's a big difference from where they were at the start of this year when Fringe was cut short because of COVID lockdowns. This year with vaccination, it's looking a lot better. It's still going to be predominantly Western Australian acts because obviously the international acts can't get in. But there are some East Coast acts that are figuring out ways to get into WA, whether that means coming over early and basically spending the next few months here so they don't get caught on the wrong side of the hard border, or going via other states that are open to WA, doing their quarantine so they can come over and put on a show. And there's going to be the Perth Girls School over there in East Perth. Mm-hmm. Is going to be a massive hub that's going to have more acts than they did last year.
Nice.
Of course, the Pleasure Garden in Northbridge is going to be improved. There's also going to be access from the other side, which has always been an issue. You can only get in one way. They're going to have it from both sides now. So there's really going to be a lot to like, a lot of comedy, a lot of cabaret, plenty for the kids, and there's going to be a lot happening at the Rekabite as well.
Yeah. And I love the fact with Fringe that they do those, you know, those satellite sites as well.
There's going to be plenty of those too. They're going to be all around town. Definitely. So there's a lot to like and just something to look forward to when summer eventually arrives, which hopefully it does because I'm sick of winter.
You wouldn't be able to tell from this morning. It's insane.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, Kate Phillips, thanks for joining us on the show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Speak to you then.